This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday Ukraine stands strong a year after the Russian invasion and that Moscow would never defeat its neighbor after the Kremlin suspended a landmark nuclear arms control treaty over the West's support for Kyiv. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong.
Biden's speech at Warsaw's Royal Castle comes as the war enters its second year, with no end in sight. Hours earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed that Moscow would achieve its objectives in Ukraine, accused the West of plotting to destroy Russia, and said Russia was suspending participation in the 2010 New START Treaty, its last major arms control treaty with Washington.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Mexico's ex-public security chief is convicted in a U.S. drug case, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A U.S. jury has convicted a former Mexican presidential cabinet member, Genaro Garcia Luna, of taking massive bribes to protect drug cartels he was tasked with combating. He is the highest-ranking current or former Mexican official ever to be tried in the United States. Garcia Luna headed Mexico's federal police and then was its top security official from 2006 to 2012. A roster of ex-smugglers and former Mexican officials testified that Garcia Luna took millions of dollars in cartel cash. He faces at least 20 years and as much as life in prison at his sentencing. He has denied the claims, and his legal team says they plan to appeal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Six people were killed in the latest earthquake to strike the border region of Turkey and Syria, authorities said Tuesday, 2 weeks after the massive quake that killed more than 47,000 people. This is VOA News. Botswana's wildlife officials say the country has lost half of its wild rhinoceros to poaching and natural causes since 2018. Authorities blame a surge in demand from Asia for rhino horns supplied by criminal groups in southern Africa. Kondisi reports from Gaborone.
Mabuse Pule, acting Minister of the Environment and Tourism, told the National Assembly on Monday that 138 rhinoceroses had been poached while 76 died of natural causes in the last 5 years. He attributes the spike in poaching incidents to a rise in the demand for the rhino horn in Asia, particularly in China and Vietnam. On the positive side, Bule noted the number of animals killed by poachers in 2022 dropped sharply. Kondisi Dube for VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.
Madagascar's government suspended schools and transport in the path of a tropical cyclone which made landfall in the southeast of the island on Tuesday evening, causing a storm surge, ripping roofs off houses and killing at least one person. It weakened slightly before landing around 7:20 p.m. local time, with average winds of 130 kilometers per hour. Heavy rains and waves of over 26 feet were expected near the impact zone, the International Federation of Red Cross said on Twitter, issuing a red alert for the area. A U.S. judge said on Tuesday victims of the September 11th, 2001 attacks are not entitled to seize $3.5 billion of assets belonging to Afghanistan's central bank to satisfy court judgments they obtained against the Taliban. U.S. District Judge George Daniels in New York said he was constitutionally restrained from finding that the Taliban was Afghanistan's legitimate government. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing cases that could reshape how online platforms like Google, YouTube, Twitter, and other companies handle speech and content moderation, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In the case heard Tuesday, the Supreme Court seemed unlikely to side with the family of a student killed in a terror attack that wants to sue YouTube for helping spread ISIS videos. Justices like Elena Kagan seemed concerned about upending the internet.
Why is it that the tech industry gets a pass? A little bit unclear. On the other hand, I mean, we're a court. We really don't know about these things. You know, these are not like the nine greatest experts on the internet.
Kagan says Congress, not the court, should make changes. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.